Welcome to this deep dive, and we're going to be looking at the work of Jackie Hill Perry.
Okay.
You've sent over some fascinating articles and notes about her, and I'm so curious to dive in
Yeah.
to explore how she blends spoken word and rap and Bible teaching. It's
Yeah.
not exactly a typical combination.
Yeah, it's definitely not typical, but what strikes me is how she manages to reach such diverse audiences. You know, it really speaks to her skill in weaving together, rhythm and rhyme, and then deep spiritual reflection.
It's like she found a way to make faith relevant in a world that's often seen as increasingly secular.
Right.
So how does she do it?
Yeah.
Well, her story begins in St. Louis, a place that seems to have really shaped her artistic DNA.
Absolutely. You know, her upbringing in St. Louis exposed her to a real melting pot of cultures and musical styles, which definitely, contributed to her unique voice. But I think even beyond that, the challenges she faced there really seemed to fuel her creativity.
Yeah, I'm seeing that in the sources you sent.
Yeah.
It seems like writing poetry became like her safe haven,
Right.
a way to process those experiences and find her own voice.
Absolutely. And that passion for poetry really laid the groundwork for her later work in spoken word and rap. You know, those early poems were like raw material, full of emotion and
It
observation.
makes you wonder, was there a specific moment where she realized the power of her words? Like, when did she go from writing in private to sharing her work on stage?
You know, it seems like those early performances in St. Louis were really pivotal for her. She started exploring themes of faith and identity, often drawing on her own experiences growing up in that, challenging environment.
Okay, but she wasn't just reciting poems, right?
Right.
She was bringing them to life with this certain rawness and vulnerability that connected with audiences on a deeper level.
Exactly. And that's where I think the influence of hip hop comes in. You know, you think about artists who are masters of storytelling through their lyrics. That resonated with her, and you can see those elements in her work.
Yeah, I can definitely hear that in her rhythm and delivery. But how did she go from incorporating those elements to actually transitioning into the world of rap?
Yeah.
That seems like a pretty bold leap.
It was a gradual evolution, not a sudden jump. You know, her debut spoken word album, Compliqué, really made a splash.
Oh, yeah.
And it tackled really complex themes with such raw honesty that it resonated with both Christian and secular audiences.
Yeah, that title, Compliqué, just feels so deliberate.
Right.
Like she's acknowledging the messiness of life and faith
Yeah.
right from the start.
And I think that authenticity is what draws people in. You know, it's not preachy or simplistic. She's wrestling with real questions and kind of inviting the listener to do the same.
I'm seeing that in the notes you shared about her performances at events like the Passion Conference and the Gospel Coalition Women's Conference.
Yeah.
It seems like she was connecting with audiences who are already familiar with faith.
Yeah. But also reaching those who might have been skeptical or even hostile to those ideas.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, her performances weren't just about entertainment.
Yeah.
They were about engaging in dialogue, pushing boundaries, making people think differently about faith and spirituality.
Speaking of pushing boundaries, let's talk about her poem, The Art of Being, which has been praised for its intricate themes and captivating narrative. What is it about this piece that stands out to you?
Well, it's a prime example of how she weaves together personal experiences and theological concepts, and even social commentary into this, powerful tapestry of words.
Right.
It's not just a poem,
Yeah.
it's a reflection on the human condition.
You know, what strikes me is how she manages to avoid cliches. You know, it's not your typical inspirational message, it's raw. It's thought-provoking, and it challenges the listener to really confront their own beliefs.
And that's what makes her so compelling,
Yeah.
She's
Yeah.
not afraid to ask tough questions, to grapple with doubt.
Yeah. And to present a nuanced view of faith that goes beyond simple answers.
Okay, so we've got this foundation of poetry, the influence of hip hop, and this ability to connect with diverse audiences. But then comes this really intriguing shift, her transition from spoken word to rap. How does that happen?
You know, it's a natural progression, really. She's taking those same elements in the storytelling, the rhythm, the wordplay, and channeling them into a genre that's known for its rawness and its energy.
But it's more than just a stylistic change, isn't it?
Right.
Her debut project, The Art of Joy, seems like a pivotal moment where she really starts to blend her faith with this contemporary sound.
Absolutely. This is where we see her pushing boundaries and exploring new ways to express her faith through music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a fusion of her poetic background with modern rap.
Mm.
But there's this added layer of theological depth.
And how is that received by audiences?
I
mean, blending rap and biblical themes, it's not exactly mainstream.
Well, that's what makes it so fascinating.
Yeah.
You know, she's not trying to fit into a mold or water down her message.
Yeah.
She's presenting her authentic self.
Mm.
And that resonates with people from all walks of life.
It's like she's bridging this gap between two worlds that are often seen as separate, the world of faith and the world of contemporary music.
Right.
And somehow she's making it work.
It's a testament to her talent and her vision.
Yeah.
You know, she's not just rapping about faith.
Right.
She's weaving those theological concepts into the very fabric of her music.
Okay, I'm hooked.
Good.
Tell me more about how she actually pulls this off. What are some specific examples of how she blends her understanding of scripture with those modern rap sensibilities?
Okay. We'll take her song Caged Bird from The Art of Joy.
Okay.
It's a powerful example of how she uses metaphor and imagery from scripture to explore themes of freedom and redemption.
Okay, I remember that one. There's that line about being trapped in a cage of sin but finding flight on the wings of grace. It's beautiful. But I'm curious, how does that resonate with listeners who might not be familiar with those biblical references?
That's the brilliance of it, you know? Mm-hmm. She uses language that's both evocative and accessible.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you don't know the specific biblical passage she's referencing,
right,
you can still feel the emotional weight of those words.
So it's not just about quoting scripture, it's about finding those universal themes that speak to the human experience, regardless of your background.
Precisely. And she does it with such skill. You know, her flow is smooth, her wordplay is clever.
Yeah.
And she never sacrifices the depth of her message for the sake of a catchy hook.
You know, it makes me think about artists like Kendrick Lamar, who are known for their lyrical complexity and social commentary.
Right.
Do you see any parallels there?
Absolutely. Jackie's work, like Kendrick's, operates on multiple levels.
Mm.
There's the surface level of the beat and the rhyme.
Yeah.
But then there's this deeper layer of meaning that unfolds as you listen more closely.
And that's what keeps you coming back for more. You catch something new each time you listen.
Exactly.
Okay, but it's not just about the music, right?
Right.
She's also a gifted Bible teacher.
Yeah.
And from what I'm gathering, her approach is anything but traditional.
What's fascinating is how she brings that same creative energy from her music to her teaching. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's not just about lecturing or reciting dogma.
Right.
She's using storytelling metaphor, personal anecdotes, to make those ancient texts come alive.
I've heard people describe her teaching style as both insightful and relatable.
Yeah.
It's like she's able to bridge the gap between the academic world of theology and the everyday lives of her listeners.
It's like she's having a conversation with you, not talking at you.
Mm.
And that's what makes her so effective.
Yeah.
You know, she's meeting people where they are and inviting them to explore their faith on their own terms.
Her book, Gay Girl, Good God, is a perfect example of that.
Yes.
It's so raw and honest, and she doesn't shy away from the tough questions.
That book really resonated with a lot of people, both inside and outside the church. It's a testament to her willingness to be vulnerable and to share her own struggles with faith and sexuality.
It's not just about offering easy answers or pat solutions.
Right.
It's about wrestling with those complex issues and inviting others into that process of questioning and discovery.
And she does it with such grace and compassion.
Yeah.
You know, it's clear that she's coming from a place of deep faith.
Right.
But she's not imposing her beliefs on others.
It's more about creating a space for dialogue and understanding.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked about her music and her teaching, but there's another aspect of her work that I find really compelling.
Yeah.
Her cultural relevance and community engagement.
Right.
She's not just talking about faith in a vacuum. She's engaging with the real world issues that people are facing.
That's what makes her such a vital voice in contemporary culture.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
She's not afraid to tackle those tough topics,
right.
Racism, social justice,
right.
Mental health.
Right.
And she does it through the lens of your faith.
In the sources you shared, there's a lot about her poem, When I Think of Grace. It seems to really capture that intersection of faith and social commentary. What's your take on that piece?
It's a powerful example of how she uses her art to speak truth to power.
Hmm.
You know, she's not shying away from the pain and the brokenness of the world.
Right.
but she's also offering a message of hope and redemption.
And it's not just through her art, right? Mm-hmm. She's also actively involved in community initiatives and using her platform to advocate for social justice.
Absolutely. She's walking the walk, not just talking the talk.
Yeah.
And that's what gives her message such weight.
Right.
She's not just preaching from a distance. She's getting involved and making a real difference in the lives of others.
It makes you wonder, how does she manage to balance all of this? The music, the teaching, the activism. Mm-hmm. It seems like a lot for one person to take on.
It speaks to her passion and her commitment. You know, mm-hmm. she's not just chasing fame or fortune.
Right.
She's using her gifts to serve a higher purpose.
And that's inspiring, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It makes you want to look at your own life and ask, how am I using my gifts to make a difference in the world?
Right.
Okay, we've talked about her early life, her rise as a spoken word artist, her transition to rap, her powerful Bible teaching, and her engagement with contemporary culture.
Yeah.
What about some of her collaborations and other notable projects?
Okay.
I'm curious to hear more about the specific ways she's impacted the music industry and beyond.
Well, her work on the album Forbidden is a great example.
Oh, yeah.
Collaborating with other influential figures in Christian hip hop really showcased her versatility.
I'm familiar with that album. What struck me was how she seamlessly blended her style with those powerful themes of struggle and redemption that resonated with so many listeners.
Absolutely.
It's like each artist brought their unique perspective, creating this rich tapestry of sound and meaning.
And then there are those collaborations that cross genres. Have you heard her feature on Propaganda's song Light of the World?
Oh, yes. I loved that one. Her lyrical depth and powerful message really stood out on that track.
Right.
It showed her ability to connect with audiences outside of the Christian music scene.
Exactly.
It's like she's breaking down barriers and using music as a bridge between different communities.
Absolutely.
Mm.
And her spoken word performances are in a league of their own.
Mm.
She's constantly pushing creative boundaries, you know,
yeah.
blurring the lines between performance art and spiritual reflection.
Right.
You know, it's about connecting with people on a deeper level.
There's something about her presence on stage that's just captivating.
Uh-huh.
She's not just reciting words, she's embodying them.
Right.
You can feel the emotion, the passion, the conviction behind every word.
And that vulnerability. You know, that willingness to share her own struggles and triumphs is what makes her so relatable.
Really?
It's like she's inviting the audience into her own journey of faith.
I'm sensing a theme here, authenticity.
Yeah.
It seems to be at the core of everything she does.
It does.
But it can't always be easy, yeah. right? Being a woman of faith in a competitive and often secular music industry must come with its own set of challenges.
You're right. It can't be easy, you know, navigating those two worlds.
I'm curious, what specific challenges has she faced and how has she overcome them?
Well, I think one of the biggest hurdles she's addressed is finding that balance between commercial pressures and staying true to her message.
Hmm.
You know,
hmm.
it's a tightrope walk for any artist, but especially for someone like Jackie, who's so deeply rooted in her faith.
It makes you wonder how she decides which opportunities to pursue, you know?
Right.
It would be easy to get caught up in the hype and lose sight of what's really important.
From what I've observed, she seems very intentional about her choices, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She's not afraid to say no to projects that don't align with her values.
And let's be real, the spoken word and rap genres haven't always been the most welcoming spaces for women.
Right.
Has that been a challenge for her as well?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, she's had to carve her own path and deal with stereotypes that men in those fields simply don't face.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of courage and resilience to push back against those expectations.
But she hasn't just persevered, she's thrived. And in doing so, she's paving the way for other women who want to make their voices heard in those spaces.
Exactly. She's a trailblazer and an inspiration. And what's even more impressive is that she's used those challenges as fuel for her art.
Mm.
Her experiences with sexism and discrimination have become part of her narrative.
Right.
Adding another layer of depth and meaning to her work.
She's turning those struggles into something powerful, something that speaks to a larger truth. And I think that's what resonates with so many people.
It's that authenticity, that willingness to be vulnerable and share her own struggles.
Yeah.
That makes her so relatable. It's like she's saying, hey, I'm going through this too. You're not alone.
Okay. So despite those challenges, she's clearly accomplished some incredible things. Her albums have received critical acclaim. Her performances are spoken about with reverence. And she's founded initiatives to empower other artists, particularly women of faith. It's really inspiring to see how she's using her platform for good.
It speaks volumes about her character.
Mm.
You know, she's not just focused on her own success.
Mm.
She's committed to lifting others up and using her influence to create positive change.
It's almost like she's creating a legacy, a movement, even of artists who are using their creativity to explore faith, challenge the status quo, and make a difference in the world. It makes you wonder, what does she see as her ultimate purpose? Where does she hope to go from here?
Well, for recent projects or any indication, she's moving towards even more multifaceted themes, engaging with contemporary issues that both artists and believers face. It seems like she's taking on an even greater responsibility to educate, inspire, and spark meaningful conversations.
It's almost as if she's evolving from artist to thought leader, using her platform to tackle those big questions about faith culture and identity. It's exciting to think about what she'll do next.
And with her growing recognition in the industry, she's poised to collaborate with even more influential figures. Just imagine the reach her message will have, the impact she can make on a global scale.
I can't wait to see what those collaborations bring. And I'm sure her social media presence will continue to play a big role in amplifying her message.
Right.
She's built this incredible online community where people feel seen and heard.
Absolutely.
It's like a digital safe space for exploring faith and grappling with life's complexities.
And she's expressed a desire to mentor younger artists.
Yeah.
You know, guiding them through the challenges of navigating the music industry while staying true to their values.
Yeah.
Imagine the impact she can have passing on her wisdom and experience to the next generation.
It's like she's creating a ripple effect, inspiring others to use their creativity for good. Wow, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive. We've explored her early life, her rise as a spoken word artist, her transition to music and rap, her powerful Bible, teaching her fearless engagement with cultural issues, and even the challenges she's faced along the way.
And through it all, we've seen this incredible thread of authenticity. Her willingness to be vulnerable, to share her struggles and triumphs, is what makes her such a compelling and relatable figure.
I think that's a powerful takeaway for our listener. You don't have to have all the answers. It's okay to wrestle with doubts and questions. Embrace those imperfections, because that's what makes you human and that's what connects you to others.
And remember, art can be a powerful vehicle for exploring those complexities. Just like Jacqui Hill Perry, you can use your own talents and passions to create something meaningful, to connect with others, and to make a positive impact on the world.
What a journey this deep dive has been. I encourage you to explore Jacqui's work further, to discover how her unique blend of art and faith resonates with you. You might be surprised by what you find. Until next time, keep diving deep, keep exploring, and keep creating.